Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim. We're starting Klal Nun Tes. So Klal Nun Tes deals with the halachos of Shini Mokum. So there really are two points over here in Shini Mokum. One is this very basic point. He says that a person finishes a meal, a person should not leave the place until they say Bracha Achrona. So that's not a problem whether the Bracha is valid or invalid anymore. The point is that it's appropriate to say the Bracha Achrona in the place where you ate. Both for practical considerations, if you leave without making Bracha Achrona, there's a good chance you might forget to say Bracha Achrona. So that's always going to be true. And then there's a concept that it's appropriate to say the bracha in the place that you ate, that this is where you ate. Now the question which comes up, however, is going back to the bracha rishona, person makes a bracha rishona, and then they leave, then they want to come back or they want to eat somewhere else. Can we extend the effectiveness of the bracha to a new place? Or do we look at the fact that the person changed place? It's equivalent to, as if that first achila is ended. That session of achila is over. And now he's starting a new session of achila elsewhere, which would require a new bracha. So brachas are connected to a session of eating, not only to the item, but to the session of eating. You sit down. And therefore, by moving, we're ending the session and starting a new session. Do we differentiate between foods which people tend to settle down to eat or foods which people tend to, or people are eating on the go? So that this idea that the session ends by moving only makes sense if I sort of was settled in one place. And then I leave, it's, oh, you're leaving? So that's the end of the session. But if I'm eating something on the go, so it never really had a specific place to tie down to the session of Achila. Alternatively, sometimes the settling is so strong that even when you leave, it's called, you're sort of like holding on to the session hasn't ended because you need to come back to continue to finish. So in certain cases, Chazal required the bracha achrona has to be said in that place, even b'di'evad. Even if I left, I have to come back. So that sort of says that the act of achila hasn't really ended because you're mukhrim to go back there to finish off. So all these are taken into consideration in the halachos, which are known as shini mokum. So there is a concept of, but the fact that you move, the session of achila is ended, and therefore if a person would want to continue to eat, whether he comes back to that place or he eats elsewhere, he needs a new bracha rishona. There's not, now the opinion of the Ramah, this is not mechayev bracha achrona. So a person is eating, gets up and he leaves and wants to continue eating elsewhere, he needs a new bracha rishona. He does not have to first say bracha achrona on the first achila. The Rambam's opinion is not like that. The Rambam says that once the session is ended, you have achila, say bracha achrona. You're not allowed to start a new achila until you say bracha achrona on the first achila. As a matter of fact, according to the Rambam, if a person hadn't done so and then eats elsewhere, it says a bracha achrona, it could be he needs to say two brachos achronos, the same bracha achrona twice. One for his first session of achila, which is in place A, and one for his second session of achila, which is in place B. But we don't pass like that. That's the opinion of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. We pass like the following minhag of Ashkenazim, of the Rambam. This is all discussed in bracha rishona. You say one bracha achrona to cover everything. In regards to bracha rishona, the fact that the person moved would end the session in certain scenarios and would mechayev him to say new bracha rishona before he continues to eat. Let's just start the chayadim inside. Kalo'ichel b'shoyse kishir. Person ate and drank a sufficient amount that he's chayev to say bracha achrona. He ate a shir or drank a shir. L'chila osa lotzis achivorech bracha achrona b'mokim sh'ochel or sh'osa. He's not allowed to leave the chatchila till he says a bracha achrona. The shema yishkach milavor, because we're afraid he might forget. V'lachen yizor kol adam shetekev kishegomar v'daita shalalecha v'lishtos oid v'sepam shivar tekev bracha achrona v'yasek b'shum davar ad shivarech ki karav levada sheyishkach milavor. Person ate, finished eating. He no longer intends eating anymore. He says, I'll say bracha achrona in a few minutes. I want to take care of something. Well, we're afraid you're going to get involved in another thing and forget. So a person should train himself to get used to that, this idea. As soon as you finish your meal, you're truly done. You've decided you're not eating anymore or drinking anymore. person should say the bracha achrona right away and not wait till later on and get involved in other things and potentially forget to say the bracha achrona. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does bring up a question: what about the person wants to delay the bracha achrona till later because he needs the tzarich mitzvah? So, the Mishnah Berurah does say in a case where you're delaying the bracha achrona, means you're leaving without a bracha achrona, or you're delaying until later because it's an opportunity for a mitzvah which presents itself. So you're allowed to do it for that purpose. So now, even for a case of Dor Mitzvah, we are concerned in the case of a person where there's a strong concern the person might forget. So it's very nice you want to do this other mitzvah, but you're losing the mitzvah of saying a bracha achrona. So in that situation, it's definitely appropriate for a person to say the bracha achrona, even the situation of a mitzvah, in a case where there's a strong reason to believe a person's going to forget or lose the opportunity to say the bracha achrona otherwise. But in general, mitzvah does allow a person to override this concern. So this concern is a bracha achrona issue, and this is because afraid you might forget it. It's not a question of ending the session, etc. That's not the issue. So we're sort of like discussing that concept, putting it aside, and focusing on the idea that it ends the session of achila, which is the main point of the klal, will be discussed in the upcoming shiurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.